Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Did you know that we are officially less than a month away from our next Fetch conference in Kansas City, Missouri? Join us August 23rd through the 25th for a weekend full of networking opportunities, lectures from key industry leaders, and three unique hands-on labs. On Friday, don't forget to join the DVM 360 team, faculty, fellow attendees at our Fetch Block Party at No Other Pub in Kansas City Power and Light District to enjoy music, beer, wine, and bar games. Admissions is included in your registration, but please RSVP by adding this to your registration. Our conference in the Jazz City is not one to miss, so register and secure your spot today using the link in today's show notes. Enjoy the episode!
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Adam Christman. It's so honored to be here. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And we got a lot to cover in 20 minutes, but this is probably my favorite topic ever that I love talking about. And we're going to chat about how to build public influence through social media. Now, if you may or may not be following me, you'll see that I am a source of this, a good source of this. And I'm going to give you 8 tips that are really going to be essential towards building that influence for the public. It's not easy to do, but it's certainly not impossible. It does require a little bit of a skill set and some time and dedication put forth into it. So let's get into it and talk a little bit about this, okay? So just to share with you where I am, because I did not start with these numbers by any means. And in fact, I didn't, if you even told me 4 years ago, I would be heading in this direction, I'd be like, there's no way. But I had a huge passion for education. I absolutely love teaching through social media. I think the power of influencing for the better pet parents, educating them, and bringing pet parents as well as veterinary professionals, industry partners together through content, I think is powerful. And that's exactly what I love to achieve. And so TikTok has really been my home, where I'm approaching 1.2 million followers. I have over 140,000 followers on Instagram, over 100,000 followers on my Facebook pages, and 13,000 YouTube subscribers. And so, you know, with that being said, if I had to kind of dissect who my audience is, it's mostly pet parents, and right under there are veterinary professionals. So veterinarians, veterinary technicians, assistants. I have a lot of students that are always tuning in, and also people that want to enter the veterinary profession as well. So I just think it's wonderful that, you know, I have this platform and I never take it for granted every day, my friends. I never do, because I know how powerful social media is. And I always am very thoughtful and intentional with how I go about doing these things. And so just to give you some statistics from around the world, my friends, get a load of this. 4.2 billion with a B as in boy is the total number of active social media users around there. So we're there, you know, regardless of the country that you reside in, the platform may be a little different on which one you use, but certainly social media has had a global phenomenon. And I think that's really crucial for you to understand, especially to my friends in the veterinary profession, because maybe the continuing education for certain countries and vet med may be a little different, and we lean on each other through the power of social media. That's one thing that we've learned from the pandemic, right? That we were able to be more connected with one another. So I go ahead and look at that. And I said, wow, that's pretty darn powerful. And so, you know, and it's up, you know, 13.2%, the annual change in the number of global social media users. Now, we know that there's more platforms that are in existence, but yet wherever we decide to be, we're going there. And, you know, it really varies, of course, from user to user, but the total number of social media users accessing via mobile phones, now this is really crucial, is 4.15 billion. This is mobile phones. In other words, that computer that's in your hands every day is really where they're going most, instead of, say, like desktop. And that's important, what we're going to talk about in a moment, because how you go ahead creating your content is going to be important for how your audience digests that content. Okay. So 98 points, almost 100% of the total social media users access it via mobile phone. So, you know, it goes to show you right there that, you know, where we like, subscribe, follow, it happens mostly on our mobile phone. In fact, certain apps, you can't really do much with it on a desktop or other devices. So, you know, really crucial in understanding that. So we're going to talk about the social media landscape, the power of authenticity, creating your storytelling, and long-term influencing. And within those moments we're going to hit, I'm going to give you tips, okay? Because I, just like a TikTok video, I love to give hacks, tips, a guide, you know, because a really great hack, my friends, really quick, so you know this, is if you give somebody a list, it's much more easier to digest that information. Here are three tips on how to clean your dog's ears. Boom. One, two, three. People love lists. So definitely look into that. Okay. So tip number one, in order to build public influence, know where your audience is at. Okay. So if you're looking to do, you know, your own channel and want to start, you know, getting being more of a thought leader in the pet industry, for instance, and you want to target more pet parents, let's say, you got to figure out where they're going to go or where they are most at. And typically, they're going to be on, you know, the top, the big ones, either Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, a combination of all of them. So really crucial to know where your audience is at. So here in the next slide, it's Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. I want to give you those four. That should basically be your home base for when you're looking to really build audience influence. Now, Facebook remains the largest social media platform. And think of Facebook of lifestyle updates, fashion trends, travel, food, engaging discussions. I put a lot of my blog posts up on Facebook. Remember, I can't go over to TikTok because, as you'll see, TikTok is a short video-based content, so I can't put a blog up there, an article, a press release. So remember, I want you to think in terms of how you're going to build out your brand versus and how you're going to do it using these platforms. And I really want you to listen to me on this. Do not just use one. You have to use at least two, okay? And the reason why is I'll hear this all the time. Even my friends, I'll say, hey, are you on TikTok? No, I don't use it. I hardly am on there. I like Instagram. So again, understanding your audience is important because on Instagram, you have viral trends, education, you have reels on there, brand deals, algorithm specific. It's going to understand what you're liking as you're already familiar with for yourself. And then on TikTok, that's TikTok, Instagram, similar content, similar format, lifestyle, fashion, pets, travel. I think Instagram was made just so we could look at amazing food and pets. Sharing thoughts, opinions, and quick updates too. Now remember, you have stories just like you do on TikTok. So remember, they're kind of like in competition with one another. And then YouTube, which is the largest video sharing platform. They have YouTube shorts, educational tutorials, and vlogs. So if you're really into long format content, if you really want to show your audience something extended, let's just say you want to show them the journey, the patient journey from entering your veterinary clinic to exiting. And what does that look like for dental cleaning? That might be a longer than, say, a 10-minute video. You can go really granular and do like a 15, 20-minute video. I don't recommend it, but you certainly could if you wanted to showcase what that looks like, because we now have the attention span of like a TikToker. So, and I'll tell you a quick statistic in a moment about the attention span of us. It's not long with humans. So, okay. So tip number two, authenticity matters, my friends. Be you. Don't be anyone else other than you. I have students that will ask me, because I love to teach these courses about social media, and they'll say, oh gosh, Dr. Christman, I really want to showcase a really good nail treatment on a cat, but there's so many of them out there. I said, so what? What they don't have is your voice. They don't have your voice. If people are coming to learn and engage and follow you, and you're building a trusted source of reputation within the industry, they're going to want to hear it from you. And I say the same thing. Like, I have at least 10 to 12 videos on ear cleaning and dogs, because I say it differently each time. And someone will really understand, and it'll just resonate with an audience more than others. I have several ear cleaning videos that are in the millions of views, and I have others that are in the low thousands, you know? So it just varies according to how you're saying it or when you're posting it in the algorithm. So, but be you. don't be someone else. Like, I'm a veterinarian. I'm more specific. I'm small animal veterinarian. I'm not that confident in horses or cattle or sheep. So you're not going to get that content from me. Even if I have people say, hey, I really want to learn more about horses. That's awesome. I have a colleague of mine who's on social media that you should follow. So, you know, supporting and elevating one another so you know where your niche is or your niche is important. So share your story. And I share my authentic story all the time. And I'm not going to get into my story, but you can certainly find it on all my channels and on my my brand colors is on my website. It's all part of your authenticity. And engage authentically. What does that mean? Don't just like write random things, LOL. Don't hire somebody to be somebody that can just randomly react to posts for you, because it will be noticeable by your audience that like, oh, there's a bot that they're hiring or whatever. Just say, that's so cute. What's the name of your dog? Oh my gosh, I love that name. I have a Capone as well. You know, just a little bit. You don't have to do every single comment, but I want you to engage with them because they want to be validated. Your followers want to be heard. And so if you say that, oh my gosh, you heard from me, because once you build this audience that you have, they're going to be, oh my gosh, Dr. Crispin wrote back to me. This is amazing. Are you going to do a meet and greet? Like, that's how you start to build a fan base, essentially. I also want you to peel back the curtain with your authenticity, you know, and I'm not saying like, show everything, but maybe a get ready with me kind of a day video. What are some of the struggles that you've been dealing with? Because you're going to be more relatable, much, much more relatable than being this person that is staged or has a teleprompter. Nothing wrong with that. But every now and then, show a video of like what your day is like. You see this very commonly used in Instagram stories, for instance. They'll say, you know, today I'm going into the office. I got a busy day ahead of me. I got 6 surgeries today. I had a tough night last night. Couldn't put the kids to bed, but we're going to get through this day and I need your help to get through this with me. So those are just some ideas of just showing your authentic self. Sometimes I'll even post on my Instagram story, I'm having a tough day. I need to see your fur baby. Send some pictures and send me DMs of your dogs and cats. I need to see them. And I will have hundreds of pictures that come in because they support you and they want to be validated. But that's also being your authentic self. So be your authentic self, because it truly does matter. Okay. I can't say that, stress that to you enough on authenticity certainly matters for you. Okay. So that's that. Let's see. Let me just see, make sure I'm on the right side. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tip number 3, perseverance. Now, you know, this isn't for everyone out there. It can be challenging to build an audience and to establish influence in this space, especially, you know, pet parent space. But perseverance matters. And what are those things? Well, I kind of divide it into 4 sections. Time allotment. Please give yourself the time to do it. I tend to use Sundays for me to kind of storyboard a little bit and prepare a little bit about what I'm going to do. But you're going to need the time, because it takes time. So almost treat it like a job if you're going to start out with it too. You're going to be able to, you have to dedicate the time to curate content and cultivating a community. You're not only just going to cultivate, you're going to foster it. You're going to nurture it. It's like a garden, you know, like if you don't add water to your flowers, or it's going to start to die off. And the same thing with your followers. If you don't continue to feed them with content that they're going to love and enjoy, they're going to start to unfollow and not feel that energy across the screen. Okay. Be consistent. This applies to timing a post and cross promoting. So think about it as a normal routine, like brushing your teeth, for instance. You brush them in the morning and you brush it before bedtime. When are you going to post? Just as if your normal routine that you're going to do. So, you know, based upon what you might, what works for you, say like, you know, just going to say a number, like a time, 2:00 in the afternoon, I'm going to post twice a week, for instance, on Tuesdays and on Sundays. Perfect. Yes, I love it. Be consistent, because then your audience is going to look forward to that. Like, oh, Adam's going to be posting on Tuesdays. I'm looking forward to his content. And that's important across all of them. So if you cross promote it, which I highly recommend you do, and you got to follow me for more content, because if you go to my lectures, I have a great thing about cross-promoting, how to make things easy for you. But if you cross-promote it to, say, over to Instagram or go to YouTube, make sure you be consistent across that as well. Stay within message, okay? So let's just say, for example, well, I'm going to use myself. So I'm very specific on dog health with some feline content, right? But if I was to throw a content piece over, you know, let's just say like horse medicine or horse surgery, it's going to throw my followers off because that's not what they're truly following me for. I'm growing because they're liking what I'm giving that audience and that base. So it's okay to test the waters out with a little bit, but let's just say I do a movie review. I'm way out of the algorithm, right? I'm also going to show maybe a roller coaster point of view. No, that's not good. It's actually really bad to do. If you want to grow and create trust, you can have another channel for it. You can have another username for that profile. If you want to be a roller coaster tycoon, go for it. But that's that channel. Do not cross-pollinate those two things because your audience is going to get confused. So people will follow you based on your niche. I'm looking to learn more about pet content. I'm going to follow Adam Christman. I like what he has to say. He's a trusted source in the veterinary industry. He's a national and international speaker. I like that, you know? So that's that. But I also want you to be real with yourself. There are going to be setbacks, okay? So make sure that you mentally prepare yourself that you're not going to get those viral posts consistently. I don't get them. Every now and then they go, but I know what I'm doing matters, okay? So be consistent with your message and expect some setbacks to happen. Tip number four, content rules, but storytelling is the ruler. I'll say that one more time. Content rules, but the storytelling is the ruler. So think of a 3-second hook. Okay, you have 3 seconds to hook somebody in. So just like I was talking about earlier, what's the average attention span? 3 seconds. What are you going to do? Swipe up. So try to find a good hook. You can look them up. That's going to hook them in. This is for video content I'm talking about. Identify a problem, find a solution, and call to action. I'm going to give you an example. You have not lived until you tried this incredible ear cleaner for your dog. I'm going to show you 3 ways on how to clean your dog's ear using this best ear cleaner and then go through them, find this problem solution. If you like this, follow me for more, like, share this content, boom, done. You know, so that's just an example. Here are 3 tips to bathe your dog. Do you struggle bathing your dog? I'm going to show you 3 tips on how to do it. And then here you do it. And if to learn more, like, follow, and share. So that's just, you know, example for you to do. Okay, here are my Dr. Christman's do nots, okay? Do not show insecurity. And by insecurity is body language and voice. And there's a difference between your chest voice and your head voice. I want you to use your chest voice and practice it. Practice it in the bathroom. When you're talking, I'm right now using my chest voice. When I'm going like this, this is my head voice. You may not even realize I'm doing it, but I know I'm doing it. And it's causing me to be a little insecure versus my chest voice. Like, I'm confident. Okay, because that will be exuding through the camera, looking away from the camera. Do not look away from the camera. I'm talking to you guys right now and I'm like looking away because what is that looking like? I'm disinterested and disengaged. And I'm also insecure, right? As me, I'm looking at that light and I'm saying to you, don't look away from that camera. It's important because I'm pulling you through. Okay, do not overfilter yourself. I see this often. There's a ton of filters that are out there. Listen. The pandemic, again, taught us many things about authenticity. Be you. If you want to add a little filter in, I add a little filter in. Nothing wrong with it. But don't go crazy with like cat ears and all that stuff because people want to see who the person is, okay? You lose a little credibility that way by doing it. And do not stand in one place. People are always looking at my background. Always. Like I'm looking, I know that before I went on, I was going to show you like, here I am, I'm a veterinarian, but people are always going to check out your backgrounds, and that keeps them going and engaged. So change up your background, change up your look, your style, get a little closer to the camera, move back a little way, because that's now how we digest information and learn and it'll captivate them in. Okay. And so you have to be the trusted. Tip number 5 is craft a compelling content. So we're talking about storytelling. The content has to be very compelling. It has to be educational. And the more, I don't want to say educational, it could be funny too. It could be sweet. It could be thoughtful. But some of those words that I'm saying are hitting the brain, learning, but you're also getting an emotion. Okay, you're getting an emotion. So I like what he's saying. I'm so sorry to hear that her cat's sick. This follower, for instance, like, oh my gosh, you know, her cat, you're feeling that and you're invested in them. And that's how you're going to be the trusted voice in your niche is because you're just like anybody else out there. You're being a voice that's representing the other people that maybe don't have a voice to do this or the platform to do so. So craft compelling content, be creative with that content. It doesn't have to always be educational. Like I said, be funny, follow viral trends. You can do those as well because people like to see how you're going to do it too. And whatever is true to your authentic self, okay? Very, very crucial. Can't stress that to you enough. And, you know, the more you do these things, the more you will have more likes, more interest, because the more people press that heart button, let's just say, for example, the reason why they're hitting that like button is because it's invoking an emotion. Okay. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get their emotion, obviously, because they're feeling something. They're connected to you. And the more likes you get, the more the algorithm is going to like you and it's going to reward you accordingly. Okay. So always keep that in mind that when you post a video, not only is it going to be, you're going to get more hearts, you're going to get more followers, you're going to get more shares, and things are going to start to go up. You can have one, but I had one viral post that I did a few years ago that got millions of views quickly. And I was getting about like 2,000 to 3,000 followers every half hour. And so, you know, it really varies, but you know, it can go up rather quickly, but the content is really the ruler of that. Okay. Two more tips. Tip number 7, engage with your audience, go live with them. Talk about your day, talk about something that you learned. You know, today we're going to talk about, you know, fleas and ticks. And we're going to talk about some of the products that are out there. And I think it's important to engage. And I'll say, oh, I see Michelle's in the room. I see, you know, NYE's in the room. These are people that I know that are on my own live streams too. Bonnie's in the room. These are your people that can turn into your biggest cheerleaders. They're going to be your moderators. And you're going to answer some questions. So I see this question that's coming in right now. How do I stop my dog from vomiting at night? Great question. Thank you so much for this, because access to care and vet med is a huge thing. And the fact that you're able to answer them and drive them to their veterinarian, huge. So you're engaging with your audience. You're showing like your authenticity, showing your home, wherever you are. I think it's so, so crucial. Okay. So important. And my last tip, and this is a big one that you're probably all trying to hope to achieve, is collaboration and partnerships, because that's where you can really elevate yourself and become a trusted source. I have had over 50 collaborations and partnerships with companies, organizations, individuals. And once people see that you're collaborating with somebody, that's cool. So you can even go, and the other things can be as simple as going live with another person or collaborating a video together, sharing insights, a large animal veterinarian with a small animal veterinarian. I do a lot of general practitioner myself with the specialist. So with the neurologist, with the surgeon, with the oncologist. So that's a cool dynamic that happens, and people really look forward to seeing that. So expand your reach, your influencing, and your messaging. I can't say that to you enough. Okay, so I hope this helped. This was a good, solid, quick 20 minutes or so that we got everything in. And so hopefully you learned 8 tips that you could do. They're very actionable, very attainable. Here's all my social media for you to follow me. You can also check me out on my website if you wanted to send me a message. And I know you can do it. I'm here for you. And believe in yourself, because you could do it. I know you can. Be awesome, everybody. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay awesome.